Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Turning our attention to the nation's capital, Inauguration Day yesterday. Today is the president's first full day in office, President Biden. And despite threats of violence at state capitals in the days leading up to and including yesterday, it appeared to be a peaceful day across the country. Jim Ryan is following. Jim, what have you been able to learn?
Well, not much in terms of anything beyond just a couple of people at some of the state houses around the country. There were not the large-scale demonstrations, Susan, that law enforcement, the National Guard, and everyone else had been anticipating. At Albany, for example, there was one supporter of President Trump there outside the fenced-off Capitol. That Capitol building, like so many around the country, had been essentially a fortress in anticipation of what had promised to be large-scale protests on Inauguration Day. It just really didn't happen. Nobody's quite sure.
Yeah, the images, I think, were kind of stunning maybe to those who expected those scenes of a lot of protesters. I know in New York, out in Albany, there was the scene of just one protester, and that wasn't the only state capitol where there was just one person.
No. In Austin, for example, the Texas capitol, one woman was standing there with a sign. She was a Joe Biden supporter. Oklahoma City, I don't think there were any standing there in places where you would expect a demonstration. Sacramento, there was a large group of about 75 people who were opposed to white supremacy and fascism. You know, you call them Antifa, I suppose, if you want. They marched around the city outside of the Capitol and then broke up and went home. You just really didn't see much. There were a couple of demonstrations. One in Seattle, one in Portland, Oregon. Those are not the state capitals, but they did have demonstrations overnight. There may have been some tear gas thrown. No arrests or any sort of violence associated with those, though.
All right, Jim, thanks for the update. Jim Ryan joining us live this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.